You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 102. I was recently asked an interesting question by a member of the community when I asked the question, what is your greatest obstacle to moving forward in your business? I've developed a new mindset training program to help people really clear out what's blocking them and holding them back. So we're going to cover this gentleman's question and the top four answers that came back to me in today's show. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Ulmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello and welcome to the show. I'm so thrilled to spend some time with you here today, whether you're a brand new listener or you've been listening for a while. My hope and my intention is that you'll find a little bit of what you're looking for, or maybe a lot of what you're looking for here to help move you forward and take you further in your direct sales and network marketing business. I'm doing a special series of webinars called Mind Shift to Millions, how to get unstuck in your direct sales business. You can get registered at jackiealmer.com/mindshift. And even if you can't make it, you need to be registered to get the replay link as well as the handout that I have to help get you some exercises to take you through and help you get unstuck, that is. And if you want to take your business to a new level and have essentially a training university at your fingertips, Direct Sales Online Coach provides just that. It's A to Z coaching on how to launch and succeed in network marketing and how to take things to a new level with developing your online presence and brand and attract those people who go online looking for a business. You can learn more at jackiealmer.com/coach. So the question I ask, what stops you in your network marketing business? And I mentioned that I asked this and I literally had hundreds of responses. I was really excited and blown away by the number of responses. And most all came down to one thing, and one particular answer by Jim intrigued me and I wanted to cover it on today's show. Jim asks the question, well, my biggest obstacle that I'm hoping you can get me through is I would like you to address, how do I overcome my belief that others will not do what it takes to build the business? I feel sometimes that I may be wasting my time since people today seem like they don't have the ambition like I do in building an MLM business. I want to ask you, have you ever felt this way? Have you ever asked this question? Have you ever gone into a conversation or looked at your list or stared at the phone and thought, oh, why am I wasting my time? People today just don't get it. I've been coaching people for over 10 years in direct sales, and I've been team building for nearly 21 years, and that's its own form of coaching, believe me. But seriously, working with people to launch their business has been part of my overall business platform for 10 years. Everything from the basics of launching a business, what to say, how to say it, how and when to follow up, the exact words to say, and how to ask good questions. And then, of course, there's the specifics of attracting leads online. The last 15 years that I've spent teaching social media, even before it was called social media, how to set up your site and blog, how to develop consistency, content, social media and marketing, and so on. And I've seen hundreds of people, probably thousands, honestly, spend lots of money on the mechanics and the how-tos and yet never really take action on what they've obtained, what they've purchased in terms of knowledge and the nuts and bolts of accomplishing whatever it is that they set out to accomplish. Does this sound familiar? And you know what? At the end of the day, it all comes down to one thing, and that is lack of belief, which takes me back to Jim's question. And that question again is, how do I overcome my belief that others will not do what it takes to build a network marketing business? I feel sometimes that I may be wasting my time since people today seem like they don't have the ambition like I do in building an MLM business. Well, here's the thing. As long as Jim or any of us hold on to these limiting beliefs, we will continue to experience exactly what we are expecting. We are vibrational beings. And I know a lot of people don't like to hear that. They like to think that if they just learn the exact verbiage to say and the secret handshake and the script, everything's going to be fine. But how many people do you know who've tried this? Maybe even you. You're given the exact language. You look at the top income earner on stage at your company convention. They can tell you exactly what they say when they call people, and yet you do it a couple of times, and then you either give up or you don't have the success, or what is it? What's the difference? Is it your center of influence? Is it the people you know? Absolutely not. It really comes down to your mindset. So again, as long as we hold on to limiting beliefs, we're going to continue to experience exactly what we are expecting. See, here's the thing. We tend to fall back on these beliefs as excuses to not take action in our business. So let's explore some of the language that Jim used in his question and that many of us use. It's language that I used for years. So some of the things that he said were, others will not do. He also said, wasting my time. And then the big one, people today seem like they don't have the ambition like I do. So there are a lot of questions here that need to be answered. And if you might be feeling this way, just substitute your name for Jim's, as this is not really just about Jim. He just asked the question for many of us. And Jim, if you're listening to this, I want to tell you that I'm so grateful for the question that you asked. So one of the first questions is, does this mean that Jim is currently stalled in his business? Does it mean that he's not taking action at all because he thinks he might be wasting his time? Number two, what does his daily action plan and what does his calendar look like? I would love to see that to evaluate how he's feeling stuck. And then three, this is another big one, how many people has he actually talked to and experienced this with? How many people has he talked to where he gets the sense that they don't have the ambition like he does? That's really a very revealing question. And the reason I say this, and I'm certainly not pointing fingers at Jim, I'm not sure who Jim is, and I haven't had a discussion with him. I could probably do some research on his email address and perhaps determine it, but that's really not the important thing. The important thing is that there are many people who feel that way. So I have people say this all the time. So often they'll say, everyone I talk to is negative about network marketing. They're not interested. And when I press the issue and ask, how many people total would you say that is? It almost always comes down to six people or less. Half a dozen people. That's not even a box of eggs. That would at least be a dozen. So I ask you, do six people really make up the whole demographic of your area of those interested? Does that, those six people, do they make up the mindset and the attitudes of everybody across your region, across the nation, across the globe, or wherever you're, wherever you are that you're talking to people in that area? And are you really willing to bank your future and your dreams and goals on six or fewer people? You know, when I launched the webinar series, the Mind Shift to Millions that I'm talking about, I asked the question, what is your biggest obstacle to success? Now, I mentioned I had hundreds of responses, and about one third of those who registered just didn't answer the question. And I don't know what that says for sure. It probably says a couple of things. It either says that they're really not having an obstacle and they just want to listen in and learn a little, or it means that they're not even of the frame of mind to address what that obstacle is, or they've got such a strong limiting belief that they just don't even want to go there at all. So it's interesting. Or maybe they were just rushed and didn't take the time, but whatever, that's okay. Because two thirds of those who registered did respond, and I read every single one of them. And it all came down to four primary things. And those are lack of self-belief, procrastination, time management, and focus. And then, of course, fear came into that as well. But here's the thing. All four of these and fear really, really come down to, they shift up into the first category, and that is belief. You can call it lack of self-belief, lack of belief, whatever it is. It comes down to the self and our limiting beliefs. That lack of self-belief, and most specifically those beliefs that we've made up about ourselves, that in most cases are not true. So think about this. So think about, let's talk about the second one, procrastination. Why do we procrastinate? Because if we really are excited about our business and we really believe it can take us where we want to go, then why would we procrastinate taking action? Well, it's because we have a self-belief issue. And if we are really excited about our business and we really believe it can take us where we want to go, then why would we not make time in our busy schedule to take action? Why would we not carve out 15 minutes here and 15 minutes there to make a few quick phone calls and ask the question, are you open? After all, everyone is busy. And when you think about it, almost everyone who's become a millionaire through network marketing did so while working full-time, juggling a family and a bunch of other commitments. Because we have self-belief issues, that's what holds us back. And again, if we really are excited about our business and we really believe it can take us where we want to go, then why would we have problems focusing on those action steps that we know we need to take to have success? And knowing what to do, I'm assuming we were trained correctly, but seriously, anyone can get the right training today in network marketing. There is no lack of high quality, dead on training that'll take you where you want to go. Even if your upline and sponsor quit the business, even if you have no one to turn to in your company, you can still be successful. I became the top income earner in a company with no real support from my sponsor. Doesn't mean he was a bad person. It wasn't at all. He just was busy doing other things. So I basically took the bull by the horns and got it done. You can too. So stop using that as an excuse as well. And again, why would we struggle making time for follow-up calls? Why would we struggle with knowing what to say to people? Would we struggle with any of these things? No, we would not if we didn't have self-belief issues that are holding us back. So most of us have these limiting beliefs at some point about ourselves that we've contemplated, we've shaped, and adopted as our story over the course of our lives. And usually, that story is brought on by early life experiences and situations that we were unable to really evaluate and view objectively based on our age and limited resources. These are the things that are creating our lack of self-belief. So think about this. If something happened to you back when you were 10 years old, for instance, and you adopted a belief about that, you somehow adopted a belief that you weren't good enough or you weren't worthy or you didn't deserve success or people didn't like you or whatever it was, that at that early age you made up and you've been carrying that with you for the last 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, whatever it is, think about how much that mistake of making up that belief has made, the challenge that that's created in your life. Because the reality is at 10, we're not mature enough to really be able to step aside from our ego, look at a situation, look at something that's happening to us and objectively evaluate it and say, okay, this was one person's opinion or this is one experience that happened to me, and it in no way reflects how the rest of my experiences are going to go, how the rest of my relationships are going to go. You know, let's say, for instance, that your parents divorced at a young age, and we know that that can be very painful and very devastating for young people because they have a tendency to feel responsible. They have a tendency to feel rejected, and they have a tendency to make up things about what was going on and the cause for that divorce that really and truly we all know had absolutely nothing to do with them in the process. You know, we know that typically a marriage between two people that ends in divorce doesn't have anything to do with the children who are involved in that. It doesn't even most often have to do with the spouse, at least not the spouse who doesn't want the divorce or those kind of things. And that's a whole nother issue. And I'm certainly not trying to get psychological about the causes of divorce or the pitfalls from it or any of that type thing. But what I just want to draw your attention to is that there may be some experiences that you had early in your life that have created limiting beliefs that are stunting you today in your direct sales business. Now, some of you may be listening to this show and thinking, what? All I need to know is the exact right thing to say to people. And okay, if that's where you want to go with it, that's fine. But I will tell you, over the course of my 21 years in this profession, and coaching people and working through my own obstacles and limiting beliefs, I know that I had many stories that I made up in my mind from experiences from childhood and experiences as a young adult that I chose to shape into the story of my life and how life was going to go for me from there on out. And it wasn't until I stopped and took a look at those obstacles, and when I got my own clutter, my own chatter mind, as I like to call it, and my objections out of the way, I could come up with why I was viewing these things as obstacles. So here's a simple question that you can ask yourself when you see these limiting beliefs come up for you. Ask yourself this question: how do I know this to be true? So when you ask yourself a question like Jim's, which is, again, how do I overcome my belief that others will not do what it takes to build a network marketing business? I feel sometimes that I may be wasting my time, since people today seem like they don't have the ambition like I do in building an MLM business. So again, ask yourself around that question: how do I know it to be true that people today seem like they don't have the ambition like I do? How do I know this to be true? Have I talked to all people today? Or have I talked to one person? Have I talked to two people? Have I talked to six people? And do those people make up, are they representative of the mindset and the ambition level of everyone else who's out there? Now, isn't it interesting when you pose that question to yourself in that way, how that's not true at all? You could easily say, no, of course not. You know, when I ask that question, how do I know it to be true that people today, you know, don't have that mindset. Wow, that opens up a whole new range of possibilities. Just go to your company convention and look around and say, are these people representative of people today? And do they all lack the ambition that I have? No, of course not. So it has to come back to our own limiting belief and what we've made up about that. Okay, so when you think to yourself, no one I know will be interested, ask yourself again, how do I know this to be true? How do I know that no one I know will be interested? What am I basing that belief that I've made up for myself around? Am I basing it around actual factual knowledge about every single person I know? No, of course not, because you and I both know, if you would get out that list, make that list of 100 people and just start calling them and asking them, you know, the questions that we've covered over and over on the show. Go to streetsmartscripts.com if you're looking for the success language that will take you where you want to go in terms of what to say to people. No, if you and I both know, if you would make that list of 100 people and begin to call them, you would have a certain level of success. But you don't do it because you have some limiting beliefs that are holding you back. Got some blocks in your mind. And until we open our mind to honestly evaluate those beliefs that we've made up for ourselves, we're not going to move forward in our business. We're going to remain stuck. So I want to give you some action steps that you can take away from this show to move you forward. First, get registered for my webinar on Mindshift to Millions. Go to jackieomer.com/mindshift. And if you're listening to this later and the webinars are over, you'll certainly get the handout anyway, and I will be doing these again. So just stay on that list and you'll be updated for when the next series will come out. Second, write out 3 limiting beliefs that throw you into stuck mode. What are 3 limiting beliefs? It could be that no one I know will be interested, or everyone's too busy, or someone who makes a 6-figure income would never look at network marketing. Whatever it is, write out those 3 limiting beliefs that are throwing you into stuck mode. Third thing, use the question, how do I know this to be true? When you find this coming up for yourself, when you find these limiting beliefs coming up, immediately begin to shift and ask yourself, how do I know this to be true? And then fourth, be kind to yourself about these beliefs. Avoid the tendency to beat yourself up. That is disempowering. It doesn't help move you forward, I promise you. And then 5, know that change is possible if you choose to change. And after all, that's really what it is a choice. So hopefully you got some takeaways from that, a simple exercise that you can do to help move you out of that mindset that's blocking you, that limiting belief, and keeping you stuck. I want to give an iTunes review shout out to Andrea Waltz, the author of Go For No. She writes, "Meaty and fun interviews. Jackie, what a great series. I like how quickly you get into such great content. The David Fry interview was fabulous too." And you can find that on my podcast where I interviewed both Andrea and David Fry. You can go to jackieomer.com/iTunes or jackieomer.com/Stitcher to leave your review and be entered into a drawing for a free month of coaching. Again, get registered for my Mind Shift to Millions webinar series, jackieomer.com/mindshift. And you'll find the show notes at jackieomer.com/102. I do love hearing from you. So tweet me at Jackie Elmer. Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know where you're listening. And let me know a takeaway from the show. And if you have a question for the show, simply ask and use the hashtag Jackie Elmer. This has been helpful. I'd appreciate a review, as I mentioned. And remember, until next time, hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you and your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackieelmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, at Jackie Elmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.